I wonder what you were thinking of earlier in the service. Because we had the prayer of penitence, then we had the introduction to the confession, and then we had silence or space. What were you thinking about at that point? I don't want to know your answers, honest. How did you use that time? I find it often a very challenging time because we're talking about confession, about saying sorry to God when we haven't reflected his love in all of our being, in the folk we've met, in the thoughts we've had and the things we've done. But it's not just us as individuals. It's about us as part of the body of Christ here at St. Martin's. And I wonder if we ever think about confessing where as a church we have not reflected God's love. When I was pondering on this, I found that quite challenging because I don't want us to beat ourselves up, but sometimes we can be a bit like the Pharisee. We can actually sort of think everything's wonderful. We're very good at welcoming people. The tea's great. The coffee, not quite so, in my case.
Coffee's lovely too.
And definitely the cakes are usually brilliant. We have people who do all sorts of things. And sometimes, I don't know about you, but occasionally I sort of think, oh, why doesn't so-and-so do that? Why do I have to do it or pick it up? Of course, you'll never think like that. But we can think everything's hunky-dory and be like the Pharisee, who went into the temple to pray, started off by thanking God for who he was, that he did everything right. He'd come to pray, he tithed, and actually the prayer wasn't to God. It was all about him. And there are times when we need to confess, as a church, that we don't always get it right. There are times when perhaps we don't welcome some of the people we do, should do. We don't open our hearts to them. We don't go out of our way to get to know them, for whatever reason. And sometimes we do the talk, but we don't do the walk. So it's very challenging for me, anyway. But also, it's that whole thing, isn't it, about confession. In our own prayers, how do we pray? Do we acknowledge before God where we've mucked things up, or Christ hasn't been reflected through us? There are things that stand out always, isn't there? Like, I lost my cool with so-and-so. Or I thought, oh, they're doing it again. Of course, I wouldn't say it to them, but... or things like that. Or, the one I have to be careful about is, I'm in this queue and they are going to push in. I think, well, actually, what's it matter? But in our prayers, as we confess, do we also spend time reflecting on the life of the church and acknowledging in our own prayers where we've shown the love of God? And then we extend it, because all of us say, don't we, what a mess the world is in. We can start with our community, and we can say, look at all that litter. Oh, somebody's left the shopping trolley again. And I guarantee, if there's a shopping trolley left by our place, where I live, it's definitely not young people. And I try not to get annoyed, but I sort of think they should know better. So we need to confess what's going on in our society. It's only as we engage with Christ that things will change. And we are part of the human race, part of God's creation. And we need also to confess where we haven't prayed for peace, haven't acknowledged, but we haven't done our little bit. And sometimes it's a little bit of being there for neighbours. Or in some people's case, getting to know our neighbours. And I find it really interesting that when Jesus was telling this parable, he wasn't getting at the religious leaders. He said, he told his parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. I don't suppose that applies to any one of us, but that's a question you have to ask between yourself and God. We can think we are good, and all of us have met people who think that people, they don't need to go to church because they live a good life. They give of their money, they give of their time, they volunteer for things. And that's brilliant. But they're not perfect, like us, they're not perfect. We are forgiven sinners. And it's very easy to focus on all the things we've done and not acknowledge that we are who we are because of Jesus Christ and his saving love. And the tax collector, somebody who was looked down on by most of society at the time, all he could say was, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And in that, he was recognizing himself in comparison with God's love, with God's generosity. And some of you will have come across and perhaps used what's known as the Jesus Prayer. Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And I know, I don't use it all the time, but I know when I do, somehow it takes me into peace and into the heart of God, if you like. Because I'm acknowledging who I am in God's sight. And that he loves me. So it sounds quite depressing on this one way, but what I want to say is never, you do need to learn to confess. As we confess, we know we're forgiven and we can rejoice. Jane Williams, in her commentary on this particular passage, says, if she can happily find it, it's one of those days for having bits of paper for this, bits of paper for that, and then find the right bit. She did her commentary and reflecting on what the disciples, this conversation with disciples might have. And they were quite confused by this parable. And I guess like all of us, we hear something, we've been told what it means, and we live with that. We don't allow it to meditate and float around our minds and our hearts. And the disciple, this particular disciple, she says, got so worried about the story that they asked the other disciples what it meant. One of them asked, "Would we give up on Jesus if we knew he wasn't Messiah?" That shut us up until somebody else said that the thing about Jesus is that he makes you love and trust God. If God is really loving and teasing and forgiving, like he is from the stories Jesus tells, then we all have a chance. So perhaps that's it. You have to want God, not anything else, just God. Just the chance for God to see you as you really are and love you. And perhaps that's it. And I would say that's where confession leads us to. Thank you.